We gotta see. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. I don't make those decisions. You know, at the end of the day, I just go out, try and do my job, and we'll see what the coaches say. You know, based off today, but you know, I really don't know right now.
When you look at Carson's development this season, particularly Doug mentioned today that he's gotten much better as the season's gone along.
Yeah.
Like his progressions.
Yeah.
Going faster through them. I mean, have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, but I'll tell you the best thing I've noticed, honestly, his awareness on guys coming to sack him or defenders and scrambling. I mean, that's huge because, like, teams hate playing quarterbacks that love to pass the ball but that are mobile. Like, teams hate that. You know, our defense, you talk to them, like, when they got to go play a guy like a Russell Wilson or a guy like an Aaron Rodgers, like, last game, I thought he didn't see the guy coming sagging from behind, and the move he put on him was Russell Wilson-esque, you know? Exactly, you know? And then to be able to pick up yards, he's been doing a great job escaping the pocket and scrambling for us. And I feel like that's only a problem when you're worrying about a quarterback who you don't think is pass first. And he's pass first. When he drops back, he's looking to throw it. When he's scrambling out, he's still looking to throw it downfield. But the fact that he's being able to do that now and make plays out of nothing, I feel like that's going to be what's huge for us. It's those third downs where defense happens to, you know, go back and pull out a great card on us, and we're having a hard time getting open. The fact that he can break the pocket and extend drives, I think that's the biggest thing that I've seen. Of course, passing the ball, I know he can do that. I know he's going to continue to grow. I just know the type of guy he is, but I think that's going to help us out a lot, his mobility.
When you have a quarterback that can extend plays,
yeah,
like that, the next step is for his receivers to get on the same page.
Exactly, exactly.
As far as coming back the ball,
exactly,
and things like that.
Exactly.
Is that starting to happen more and more?
Yeah, it's definitely more of a conversation. It's going to be huge. You know, I mean, like, you look at the Seahawks. I mean, they make so many big plays off scramble drill. And it always seems like the second Russell escapes the pocket, somebody's coming open. But they practice that. And it's the receivers get excited about it. You know, it's not like, oh, crap, he's running around now. It's, no, this is when we make big plays. And so that's where the mindset's got to go. And it's something that we've talked about in our room. Definitely coming back to the ball, being quarterback friendly. But it's something that I feel like can really open us up as an offense moving forward.
I know last year, at the end of the year, you and Zach both had developed some chemistry,
yeah,
with Sam.
Yeah.
And you were excited going into the offseason,
yeah,
about where that was going to be.
Exactly.
You feeling that same kind of excitement now with Carson?
Yeah, definitely. That and more. We've already started talking about plans for, you know, okay, what is the plan for the winter? And definitely even a plan for the summer, you know, June and July. You know, with Zach being engaged, he'll be married by that time. You know, he has a home here. You know, Carson has a home here. So, you know, we're kind of brainstorming, you know, what's the best way that all of us can be around each other as much as possible, throwing the ball, getting our chemistry right. Because we don't want it to be an offense that has guys out there. You look at the quarterback and receiver corps, like, that do well for a long time in this league. Like, Brady looks like he has fun with his receivers at the Patriots. They look like they're all boys. A-Rod, Jordy, Randall Cobb, those guys are close. We want to build a unit like that, but it's got to start definitely, you know, now and then moving forward into the offseason.
Hard to get from Nashville to Fargo?
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know the way to Fargo. If I was ever there, I was probably lost. But yeah. We'll figure out how to get there somehow. You know, we'll go out there and throw with the Bison.
Now, Doug said that there were about 6-7 plays this year that really changed the outcome,
yeah,
of the season.
When, yeah,
you look
for
back,
sure,
at the season,
sure,
what plays are kind of going to bother you the most?
I'll only speak for myself. You know, I think when I go back, I feel like that Giants play fourth quarter, that was one really wanted. It's a couple plays late, but definitely that one was one I really wanted. I wanted that Redskins game back. That was my first game coming back off the ankle injury, and just that sideline catch in the end zone. You know, I thought I had both feet down. That one bugged me for a while because that's my game. You know, red zone, making plays in the red zone, that's what I had to be able to do. So, you know, those two stuck out to me. But there's some other plays, but I don't really like to get into everybody else. I don't even know what I do, but what I can do better, and those are two that stick out in my mind. I really feel like I could help this team.
Jordan, you've been a vocal supporter of a lot of your teammates in the past.
Yeah.
What would it mean to have some of these other young receivers come back next year?
I think it would mean a lot. I mean, obviously, you know, like I said, I think everybody wants the process of getting better expedited, especially because of how much coverage and how much attention we get now. But at the end of the day, it is a growing process. It truly is. And the worst thing that I think sometimes happens is we look at everybody else's success and then we put that on other people. And then it's just like, okay, well, he's not good enough now. You know, let's move on, you know. And so I would love to see guys be able to come back, be able to develop. Because, I love these guys on another level, not just as football players, but as brothers, you know. So I want to be able to see them succeed, and I want to be a part of that, be a part of that growth with them here.
You mentioned the red zone.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's been a problem this
season.
Yeah,
it's been awful.
I mean, you look to the future now.
Yeah.
I mean, your familiarity and Zach's familiarity, everyone else's familiarity with Carson, you think is going to be plus going forward in that respect?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be – I think that's going to be the biggest thing. You know, I don't think people realize that Carson was taking reps with the threes. I mean, he wasn't even, you know, sneaking in with the twos before Coach noticed. Like, he was with the threes all camp, you know. So that's just something where we didn't – we weren't able to build that, you know, so now we'll be able to. I mean, like I said, still not an excuse, and definitely moving forward is not going to be an excuse. It's got to get better. We have some tools, so we just got to make sure we go out there and go do it. You know, that's the biggest thing. You can't really sugarcoat it. It's cut and dry. You got to go make plays or you don't, but we feel like we have the guys that go.